Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray. And they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفى وبعد. My dear viewers, welcome to a new episode in the series of History of Hajj. In today's episode, we'll get to learn about how people used to perform Hajj before. Before what? If we say before Islam here, we mean before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to revive Islam. Because Islam is the only religion that Allah the Almighty revealed to His servants and approved in the Quran. Allah the Almighty said, إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. The only religion that Allah the Almighty approves and He revealed to His servants is Islam. It was the religion of all the prophets from Adam, peace be upon him, to the last messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when people say before Islam here, they mean before the mission of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of reviving monotheism. In fact, according to some of the ahadith and athar, as we discussed earlier, that the place of the Kaaba had been there even before Ibrahim alayhi salam raised the building of the Kaaba on its original foundations. Some of these indications say that it was even before Adam alayhi salam, and the angels used to perform tawaf on earth. Then Adam alayhi salam came and he used to perform tawaf around it as well. Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, the place of Al-Bayt, of the ancient house, Al-Bayt Al-Atiq, Al-Kaaba, at the time of Adam a.s. was Shibran, like a hand span. And the angels used to perform Hajj to it before Adam. Then Adam came to earth and he also performed Hajj to it. Then Nuh alayhi salam, peace be upon him, had performed Hajj as well. Urwa ibn Zubayr ibn al-Awam, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, مَا مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتِ. There is not a single messenger or prophet but have performed Hajj. According to Urwa, with the exception of two prophets after who came after the flood, and they were busy with their people, Prophet Hud and Saleh, but in other indications that even these two prophets too have performed Hajj. Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 199, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And that means He commanded the believers to make ifadah. Ifadah is to depart from Arafat at sunset on the ninth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, from where people used to depart. So people before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Mecca and performed Hajj on the 10th year used to do Ifadah and used to go to Arafah and used to go to Muzdalifah, with the exception of Quraysh. Quraysh, the main tribe of Mecca, were called Al-Humus. They used not to leave Al-Haram under any circumstances. Yani, whenever they performed the Nusuk of Umrah or Hajj, they would remain in the Haram. We discussed before that Arafat falls outside the sanctuary of the Haram. It is a part of Mecca, but it is not amongst the Haram. The pilgrims who used to come from everywhere used to come to do the same Nusuk, and they would go to Arafah and spend the whole day there on the day of Arafah, the ninth day. But the Meccans, Quraysh particularly, Al-Humus, used to stay in Muzdalifah, and they would not leave to Arafat. This is what Aisha radiallahu anha narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari. So after Islam, Allah the Almighty ordered Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to Arafah and to stay there. And then أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ. Depart from people normally depart. Depart from Arafat at sunset. That is the meaning of the ayah. It has been proven that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first person to change the ceremonies of Hajj and the rituals of Hajj and to change monotheism, which was very dominant and prominent in Mecca following the traditions of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, the first person to do that was the Meccan chieftain Amr ibn Luhay, who was the first person to introduce some of the remains of the idols from the time of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and he sat them around the Kaaba. Then people started bringing idols and even making and carving their own idols until they ended up with 360 idols around the Kaaba they used to touch while performing tawaf. So the talbiyah before that was also the talbiyah, the declaration of monotheism through saying لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك, which means he will come to you, O Allah, he will come to you, there is no partner to you. So afterward the Meccan pagans added to it إلا شريكا إلا واحدا هو لك تملكه وما ملك. يعني they used to say there is no partner to you except for one partner whom you own and what he owns. So this is of course a declaration of polytheism, a clear associating partners to Allah in worship. Also before Islam, and here again I would like to remind you, I mean before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Mecca and cleaned it up from the idols and returned the Hajj on the same original rituals of Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam, they used to perform tawaf around the house, around the Kaaba in the nude. Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim collected the sound hadith narrated by Urwa, may Allah be pleased with him, that people used to perform tawaf in the nude except for Quraysh and their offspring. Why? They claim that we have committed sins in our clothes and it is not befitting to perform tawaf in the same clothes which we disobeyed God in. So they would take them off, throw them away and perform tawaf in the nude. Al-Humus or Quraysh used to provide people with some outfit, assuming that it is pure and clean and free from sins. Especially they used to give women clothes in order to cover up while performing tawaf. Otherwise, it was very common for people from outside Quraysh to perform tawaf in the nude. They also have the belief that if you are in a state of ihram, you're not supposed to be shaded with anything, not even the roof of your house. And that's why they used to come to houses from the backyard, not from the front door. So they have altered and changed a great deal the traditions of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We know that it was Prophet Ibrahim who was commanded by Allah to raise the foundations of the Kaaba with the help of his son Ismail. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And as they were raising the foundations of the Kaaba, they made also a dua saying, رَبَّنَا وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Our Lord, show us our manasik. Al-manasik here, plural of nusuk, rituals of Hajj, and where to slaughter our Hajj, and what to do in every step of offering the nusuk of Hajj and Umrah. So Jibreel alayhi salam came to Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, and he taught him how to perform Hajj and where to go on the 8th and where to go on the 9th and to come back to Muzdalifah, then to Mina and to slaughter the Hadi or the sacrifice in Mina and so on. It has been narrated in the Sahih Hadith that You know, even the prophets of Bani Israel have performed Hajj. And Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, as we believe that he shall come back by the end of time, and his descent from heaven to earth will be one of the major signs of the nearness of the Day of Judgment. Isa alayhi salam will perform Hajj when he returns to earth. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَيُهِلَّنَّ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ بِفَجَّ الرَّوْحَاءِ بِالْحَجِّ أَوِ الْعُمْرَةِ أَوْ لَيُثَنِّيَهُمَا جَمِيعًا. The hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad, which means, indeed, Jesus, the son of Mary, peace be upon him, when he comes back, he will perform ihram for either Hajj or Umrah, or even both, Hajj and Umrah, from Fajr al-Rawha, it's the name of a place. So he will perform Hajj and Umrah when he returns. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. The story begins when Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail were taught how to perform the nusuk of Hajj. Then Allah the Almighty, upon completing raising the foundations of the Kaaba and building the Kaaba, he ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to call Azan, to call upon mankind to come to visit the house. In Surah Al-Hajj, a whole chapter which is named after the fifth pillar of Islam, which is Al-Hajj, pilgrimage, chapter number 22, verse number 27, Allah the Almighty said, وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. The meaning of this ayah is, and proclaim to the people the Hajj, pilgrimage. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every distant mountain, pass, and highway. And the meaning of this is that, O Ibrahim, after we have shown you the place of the house, and you built it, and you have learned the manasik, now call upon people to come and perform Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, O Allah, you know, you're asking me to call upon an-nas, all mankind, but how far my voice will reach? He said, you call, and delivering your call is our duty. Innama alayka an-nida' wa alayna al-balagh. So he stood on either al-maqam, maqamu Ibrahim, or on the mount of As-Safa, or mount of Abi Qubais. And he called Adhan, O people, indeed Allah have built a house, come to visit it. So all the believers, even in the lines and in the back of their fathers, all the offspring of Adam alayhi salam, who heard the nida, the Adhan of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and answered it, are destined to perform Hajj. And there we come to offer Hajj, to answer the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam, muazzin fi nasi bil Hajj. People will come either on foot or riding on camels, lean camels, because you will be worn out of traveling from very far distance and mountain highway. Ever since people have performed Hajj according to the Sharia of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah the Almighty stated in the Quran, Ya bani Adam, khudhu zinatakum 'inda kulli masjid. So Allah the Almighty commanded the children of Adam to dress up nicely and to adorn themselves upon going to every masjid, not only to al-masjid al-haram, and that to nullify what the Meccan pagans used to do, and others other than Quraysh, whenever they perform tawaf in the nude. Besides that, they also used not to pray, rather they used to perform tawaf in the nude, and their prayer was in the form of whistling and clapping. Allah the Almighty recorded that by saying, وَمَا كَانَ صَلَاتُهُمْ عِنْدَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُكَاءً وَتَصْدِيَةً. Their prayer nearby the house was only in the form of whistling and clapping. By the end, brothers and sisters, praise be to Allah who guided us to His straight path, and may Allah the Almighty keep us steadfast until we die or until we meet Him safely. Until next episode, I leave you all in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
the day that Abraham passed away, and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.